Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today is a memorial of St. Alphonsus Mary de Liguori, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. And from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars, in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, It's About Time.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Leaving the crowds, Jesus went to the house, and the disciples came to him and said, Explain the parable about the darnel in the field to us. He said in reply, The sower of the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed is the subjects of the kingdom. The darnel, the subjects of the evil one. Anyway, who sowed them? The devil. The harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are the angels. Well then, just as the darnel is gathered up and burnt in the fire, so it will be at the end of time. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that provoke offences, and all who do evil, and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth. Then the virtuous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Listen, anyone who has ears. C.S. Lewis wrote on etymology, and one of the interesting things I was reading quite recently is his explanation of the English word world and its Anglo-Saxon roots. It's actually two words together. One is were, something like were, which means human being. You find that in the word werewolf. A werewolf is a man who becomes a wolf. The other is auld, which means time, but survives in modern English in the word old, or olden days. So the Anglo-Saxon concept of world is human time. That's probably bringing out something like the meaning of world in Hebrew. Very different word in Hebrew, olam. But the reason they would probably understand it in this way is because of the phrase saecula saeculorum, which is translating the Hebrew phrase world of worlds. But the idea is that the world is a particular time in God's creation, when human beings live. That we can see from the past that there is a time when human beings began. I think they began very sharply, very clearly. There was a time where there were animals without a human soul, and then there were animals with a human soul. We can call them Adam and Eve, but the important thing is there's a beginning to humanity. There's also an end. The end, we don't know through reason as such, so we could suspect that, like everything else in creation and the universe, it would come to an end. But the end, as we know it, is revealed by Christ. And that's what the parables of chapter 13, verses 1 to 52 are about. Various parables that come together. And Christ explains them, and he explains them in a way that shows that they are just about that, about time, human time. And human time is limited. Both as individuals, we are conceived, we are born, we live, we die. And then we're not part of the world anymore. The world itself comes to an end. The human age will come to an end, which is not the end of humanity, but it's the end of humanity here in the sort of life we are living. This is the world time. This is the human time. And we don't know when it will end, but the parables are just about that. Many of the parables, in fact, are about the fact that there's a beginning and an end, but there's also a fact about our life that God will allow it to be what it is. God allows us to choose. At the same time, Christ insists that we do not judge. Now, judging there doesn't mean not deciding the difference between good and evil. Today is the Memoria St. Alfonso Liguori, the patron saint of moral theologians, and we really should think very deeply and very clearly, not least under his guidance and inspiration, about what is good and evil. That's not what the parables are about. They're about the fact that there is good and evil, irrespective of what nature good and evil is. It's also telling us that unless we grow in goodness, we will grow in evil. That's the choice. It's not a choice of mediocrity or being just neutral. The good seed, the good soil, the bad soil, the bad weed that grows from the bad seed, the good fish and the bad fish. It's all about that human time. And here Christ explains in detail the individual aspects of his parables, but not because the explanation is sufficient for us. Even though he says that the field is the world, there's still the problem of what the world is. The good seed of the subjects of the kingdom. What does it mean to be a subject of the kingdom? Actually says sons of kingdoms in the original Greek. And son there doesn't mean simply someone produced by the kingdom, but rather someone who belongs to the kingdom. It's an analogy based on rights. As it says elsewhere, the slave doesn't belong in the house forever. The house we seek is the house of God. The time we're living for is the time of God. It's all done in this human time. And these parables are parables we need to continually meditate on, think on, understand, because we must make good use of this time. This is a time of choice. This is the time where we choose to be happy or unhappy, to live in goodness, in hope, in trust, or to reject what we're offered by God. But it is a time that will continue. As long as we live in this life, we should not expect the kingdom to just come. There's a great paradox of Christian teaching that we both teach that the world will end and the world will not end. It will not end in the sense that inside of life, we should not expect the great drama to end. We should not look for a climax within this world, this human time. It's a whole time of humanity which will end together. But we're here, and we're with each other, and we don't know who are the good and the bad. What we do know is together we must make good use of this time. Together we must try to grow. And while we live and wait for the end of this world, we must live in the mercy of God.